Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to the Taylor Merrick Podcast, the world's first and only three-in-one podcast.
On what?
You'll just have to find out. Here's your host, Taylor Merrick.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode in the Taylor Merrick Podcast. This is episode 121. As always, I'm your host, Taylor Merrick, and as always, joined by my wife, Jane. So we're back. Don't worry. We took a brief hiatus last week. I don't know. It's perks of me doing a daily technology show.
Well, the other reason, dear, was because we were both under the weather.
And we both weren't feeling well. It was this weird, nasty stomach virus that was going around that took almost a week to get over in some cases. Mm-hmm. Maybe like a day more or a day less, depending on people. So we're just burned out, so hope you guys have been enjoying your summer so far. We're coming up to the end of August, September is starting, school season is getting back in a full swing, and for those of you working, you really never really adjusted to this off season, because you just work all the time, that's life. Mm-hmm. For those of you lucky enough to have off days during the summer, savor them while you can. What's baby doing?
Just moving around.
Well, before we get into the show content, just want to let everybody know really briefly, if you want to support the show, head on over to patreon.com/Taylor Merrick, and we'd appreciate your support. It helps motivate us to get out new episodes, or you could just, you know, send me a message on Facebook or Twitter, I'm at Taylor Merrick on everything, and say, hey, what's with the no episode? And I'll go, oh, look, there is a listener. Because I know there's people listening. It's not my fault. I listened to it too. Just checked audio. I'm dumb like that. No, it's me being an audio technical person and wanting to make sure sound levels and everything's working out fine. We'd appreciate your support. We appreciate it so far. And thank you for those listening. We really appreciate it. So this is the 3-in-1 podcast. On what? Well, if you're new here, we usually just pick three topics and talk about it. And if you're not, well, we pick three topics and
talk about it.
But you already knew that. So, you had something you wanted to share?
Well, I have a couple stories, but do you want to share your joke first?
Oh, yeah, I have a joke. What did the picture frame say to the other one hanging on the wall? Nothing. It's just hanging out. Dang it, I ruined the joke! Because I had it set up perfectly in my head. I thought about it earlier at work today. And I was like, ugh, if I could just deliver the punchline like that.
One. I've heard that before.
Is that a dad joke?
Getting there, dear.
Right that! I tried, but that wasn't the one thing that I wanted to talk to everybody about. I still have to figure it out. I might have a rant, I might not. We'll see. So, go ahead with your stories, Jane.
Well, okay, so this week
Somebody running something in the background. In our neighborhood, there's currently a festival going on, so either the sound you'll hear...
Oh, it's our next door neighbor cutting the grass.
Oh, I was gonna say motorcycle, but in that case, it's somebody cutting the grass.
So, hopefully that helps, like, close the window. Okay, so this week I started babysitting my niece again on Tuesdays.
Uh-huh.
And I'll probably be doing this until the baby's born.
Uh-huh.
No.
We're not
Octavius,
doing that
Octavius, you keep an eye on him.
People have no idea who Octavius is.
Well, I mentioned him in the last one, and you introduced him there.
I did?
Yes.
I don't introduce him as much on this show. He's not a staple to this show.
Last week.
I'm the staple.
Last time. Okay. So no. So this Tuesday I had Ellie again, and, you know, we were getting along really well. She was, you know, doing typical baby stuff, getting all crabby, so she had to go down for a nap. Well, mm-hmm. I got her up around noon to feed her. You came home briefly, said hi, and then had to leave. So I brought her upstairs, and I'm feeding her a bottle. Well, because I'm kind of running out of lap space right now, I literally had her just kind of sitting on the couch in front of my belly. And she was drinking her bottle, and her head was on my belly.
Uh-huh.
It was so funny, because then, all of a sudden, little baby kicked inside, and her head goes boing. And she looked up at me with the most surprised look on her face, and she's like, it just looked like she was saying, was that you?
What in the world? What was that?
And she's like, what was that? You know, and I look at her, I'm like, that wasn't me.
That was your cousin.
That was your cousin who was saying hello. It was just so funny. I've never seen such a surprised look on a baby's face before. So that's, I think that was indeed the first time that she felt her cousin.
So, probably, but probably didn't put two and two together.
Obviously
but
not. She's only 7 months will. Old.
Yeah, she'll figure it out.
Yeah, soon she'll enough. Figure it out when the baby's here.
Yep.
So
well, you had something else you wanted to share?
And then just one more funny story from that day. It was hilarious. I had to go out and run some errands, so I had to take her with me. And we got back after you did from work.
Uh-huh.
So you're upstairs, and you're doing stuff, and I'm downstairs with Ellie because I have to feed her again. And she's still in her car seat. When you come down, you say, hi! And she, without missing a beat, said, hey!
Hey!
It was just the funniest thing. It was just, like, instantaneous. You said, hi, she said, hey. It's like, wow, okay. So that really made me chuckle, and yeah, everyone else in the family.
Baby stories
funny.
Are funny. more to come. Yep. With our own.
Once ours shows up, you know.
Yeah, it's been really great going to baby classes.
Yeah.
And apparently the teacher there is like, oh, you ladies, you're fine. This isn't a class for you necessarily. This is for the guys. And we're like, oh, great. Would we sign up for it?
I know, because next week she said, definitely, this one's for the guys. Next class.
Yeah, yeah. Ladies, you can just come and read a book or knit or, you know, do whatever else you want to look on your phone.
Yeah.
I don't know. So apparently I've been told that I'm training to become a doula or something.
Well, you know, a lot.
Tease me at work, because that's funny.
It was funny on Wednesday just watching the expressions, because she showed us these two videos, different kind of births. And the second one, obviously, it was a bit more complications, so they had to employ one of their many methods of getting the baby out. And at one point, it didn't quite work, and you hear this, like, sound, and all the guys in the room were like, oh! They're making these, like, closing their eyes and wincing
cringing.
Faces and cringing.
Yeah.
And then just hearing, you know, she was talking about, you know, she mentioned the different lengths of births that she's attended. Like, the shortest one was an hour and a half, roughly. And all the women in the room were like, oh,
I want that one! Yeah, that's what they said.
And then she said it was even worse was that the longest birth she's been a part of was 6 days plus.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being able to birth that long?
Contractions 5 minutes apart for that long?
Yeah, for a whole... Yeah, she said contractions were 5 minutes apart for that whole length of time. Like, oh, I certainly hope that doesn't happen. I'm praying that we have a quick and easy
fine.
Delivery in the Lord.
But it's been informative so far, and definitely something that's of great benefit because, you know, depending on which side you are on, if you're the husband or the wife, I don't know.
It helps
fill in some gaps that you may or may not know. And
I mean, yeah, it's more of like a refresher course for me in my case just because I helped out my siblings a lot when
yeah,
up.
me, I didn't have much of
but I mean,
that.
In terms of being an only child, married to another only child, yeah, this course is definitely something you want
to that'd definitely
find out
be helpful, like,
because
what to expect, what to prepare for, what to plan for, it gives you all that information, and then some, and you go, actually, it's funny, you sit there and you go, okay, the teacher was like, we're going to do a recap of childbirth up until now. And so we're listening to this recap in history, and it's like, you know, the past, what, 50 or 40, years have been really good in terms of getting back to how it's supposed to be, or to a certain extent. But like in the past, it was like, what were you people nuts or on something?
Dark ages. Oh my goodness! Shakespearean era. Yeah, it was kind of scary giving birth or even being pregnant. You know.
That was an interesting history lesson. It was like, well, yeah, I was kind of aware of that, but it was like,
okay, wow, yeah, really? So natural births are definitely coming back in more, and that's good, but then there's also been a higher rate of C-sections, and that's because there's been so many policy changes in the hospitals and stuff, so.
That and epidurals, epidural.
Yeah,
it's essentially like, okay, go numb the bottom of your feet and run in a marathon. Have fun! It's like, yeah, epidural means, guess what, you can't help push the baby out, so you're kind of
Well, your body kind of does it for you, but still, you need to be able to do that, and if you get an epidural, then no. So yeah, it's just, I think that's probably why a lot more women are trying to go with a more natural path, because it's
more,
it's safer,
and healthier, and more pain-free to a certain extent.
Well, you have more freedom of choice, which helps, you know, in terms of what position you want to be in. Plus, you can limit who you want present. Because sometimes when you're in a hospital, you're stuck with all these doctors and nurses around you. But if you want it to be a bit more intimate, a bit more bonding, then yeah, I prefer to go natural.
Yeah, because obviously it's a special time.
It is a special
time. When a baby's going to be showing up, so you want, you know, important people there for the event, only you're choosing, and then, you know, because you're starting a family, you know, you're going from, you know, just married to starting a family.
Yep.
So that's super exciting for us, and I don't know, some of you guys could probably relate as well. But yeah, it's a fun, exciting time, and if you haven't had that experience yet, it's in your future. But yeah. Definitely something to, I don't know, I actually never thought, I was like, oh man, the way my life's going, I don't think I'm ever going to get married and, you know, start a family before I'm 30. Oh, here I am, 29, married and baby on the way.
In 5 weeks.
Super exciting. So I think that wraps up all the stuff you wanted to cover today. I'll just make a brief announcement here before we go. If in about a month's time you wonder, hey, where's, you know, the weekly podcast episode? Where did that go? We might be either
in labor,
delivering a baby, or we're trying to recuperate from it and trying to screw our heads back on straight and adjust to life with the young baby. But you probably already knew that anyways. So that will wrap up the episode 121, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of the Taylor Merrick Podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you haven't already, be sure to leave a review out at iTunes or the podcast listening app that you're using. And we'd really appreciate it. Have a good one, guys. And we'll talk to you hopefully next week.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.